a kingdom in the earth sent from heaven. Yeah, it's his way of doing things much easier than you could imagine. So I challenge you to be free from the burdens of life and what seems to be impossible to do alone. Your help is waiting for you to call.
You can rest,
you can rest.
You don't have to do it all by yourself.
He is willing,
and he knows exactly what you are feeling. You can rest in God.
Rest in God. Jesus, my Sabbath. Jesus, my Sabbath. Jesus, my Sabbath.
If you could pass on a nugget of wisdom to the next musical generation, what would it be?
Nugget of wisdom to the next generation or even the next person. The sooner you know who you are, you know what God has said about you, you know who he's called you to be, the less time you spend on things that don't really matter or things that don't fulfill your purpose or even things that don't draw you closer to God. You live your life from approval, not for approval. And really, your focus is living out your purpose, and you're not competing with the next person. You're not trying to become the next person. You're trying to become the first you. You're focused on your own path. It settles a lot of things. And if I could have known that earlier, I think I would be further along or, you know, be better off right now. But now at 21, you know, now at 25, I'm still trying to figure some things out. It's fine. In my 30s, I'm still trying to figure some stuff out. And it's not too late. But, you know, if I could go back and do it all over again, I would probably dig a little deeper earlier in my identity and what God has said about me. And if I'm honest, that for me has been a challenge. Because, of course, when you are trying to do what you know you should be doing, there's every type of distraction. But God has been, you know, asking me and urging me to just come away with him, just to spend time with him, to know him. To learn his ways, to learn his character, and not to know from what somebody else is saying, but to know him for myself.